be like our mission or life purpose. However, when we pass, our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we will be remembered, and perchance, what we will leave to others for the future. What is your legacy?
KBOE Live and Local, Sunshine 72 degrees. It is 8:38.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Marcus Bryant of the Departments of Veterans Affairs. Our monthly update beginning right now. We're focusing on programs for homeless veterans. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. How's your 4th of July setting up before we get our conversation started today?
Some pretty rough storms over the weekend, I know, for a lot of areas. I know some needed rain, too. But, yeah, looking pretty good. It looks like the forecast will be pretty good from most people in northeast Kansas, so in east central Kansas. So hopefully people will get their fireworks shows in.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way it sounds is it's going to be busy for the VA basically all month long. And we mentioned here that we're going to be talking about programs for homeless veterans. And before I get started on some of those programs, I wanted to ask you really how prevalent and how much of a concern the homeless veterans population is for the VA and other folks around the state.
Absolutely. Well, it is our utmost concern. Definitely, we want to get as many veterans, homeless veterans, off the streets. It's been an ongoing problem for as long as I know and beyond. You know, we have a lot of programs. The VA has really partnered with a lot of community agencies to work together in collaboration. Speaking specifically of our HUDVASH program, which is a national program, we work with all the local PHAs, public housing authorities. We have campuses at our major VA hospitals in eastern Kansas, and that would be Topeka and the Leavenworth VA. We also have community campuses, which we refer to as CBOX, community-based outpatient clinics, and those are located in Manhattan, Junction City, St. Joe, and Lawrence. So we're also, definitely a huge concern. We're trying, especially as the weather gets warmer, and we continue to see a lot of veterans that are homeless set up in makeshift camps and so forth around various cities and communities, and it's of utmost concern. We're really trying to partner and trying to get the veterans off the street.
How are some of the different ways that you're seeing these partnerships, you know, with housing authorities and others across the state? How are you seeing some of these current efforts bearing fruit, at least as we look at things here as of July 3rd, 2023?
Absolutely. So what we're noticing is a gradual trend downward as far as the number of homeless veterans out there. Now, I've got to say that it's a fluid number. It goes up and it goes down. So it's not, you know, it's not 100%, but we have it recently over the past few years. We were able to get to 0%, what we define as 0% homelessness at our St. Joe area, which is part of northeast Kansas catchment. It's part of the Leavenworth catchment area, where for that point in time, they were actually considered zero homeless veterans. Now, that's since changed again, where we have veterans grow again in those areas. Like I said, it is a fluid number. So what's going on, how this works, is whenever there's veterans in the community that are homeless, we encourage them to contact the local VA, either the community-based outpatient clinic, the CBOC, as I referred to, in those Manhattan, Lawrence, St. Joe areas. And then also we have one in Fort Scott. We have an outreach program there. But then also at the major VAs, at Topeka and Leavenworth. And what we ask them to do is to contact them, contact the HUDVASH department. They can dial 0 and get the operator and ask for HUDVASH. So then they get referred to our programs, the HUDVASH program. They get screened for eligibility. And then what happens is they get screened, they meet out program eligibility, then they set up an appointment. When I say they, the screener, the HUDVASH case manager, which we refer to as the housing specialist, will schedule an appointment with a local PHA to receive a housing choice voucher. And that housing choice voucher works to allow them to obtain a Section 8 property via usually an apartment. Sometimes there are a few homes, but not very many homes in that program. But so it's a collaboration there. It's also a collaboration with local food pantries. We take veterans frequently in the community to obtain needed food. We did that throughout the COVID pandemic. We also took veterans that were not even in the program to get them food to make sure all our veterans had food during the pandemic. So we work with, various organizations, Catholic Charities, Salvation Army, federal program SSVF, Salvation support for SSVF, I'm sorry. It's a program in the a federal program to help veterans and their families. And then also we work with other, local PHAs, as I mentioned, to get those vouchers and to get those veterans in.
This is our Department of Veterans Affairs monthly update on KVOE. It is 8:43. We're 8:43. Excuse me. We're talking with Marcus Bryant and discussing programs for homeless veterans. You mentioned Marcus, eligibility. What's the criteria that a homeless veteran has to meet to be eligible?
Okay, so the eligibility, they have to be under the local area maximum HUD requirement. So they cannot be over that. That varies by region. Closer to the Kansas City area, that HUD maximum income limit is going to be a hair higher than it is in more of the rural areas. But they have to be within and beneath that area for the HUD requirements. Also, the veteran has to be considered homeless. They cannot be under any kind of lease or contract for housing or anything like that. So they have to be considered either straight homeless or at the risk of eviction. They also cannot be a lifetime offender, sexual offender. So they have to meet those. We do have offenders are allowed on the program as long as they're not considered a lifetime sexual offender. Those are the main criteria as far as meeting eligibility. But then, again, we want to encourage anyone who knows of any veterans to get in and contact your local VA or community-based outpatient clinic to get screened.
Marcus, one of the things that comes to mind is not just on the housing side of things, but maybe on the mental wellness side of things, especially when it comes to homeless veterans. How is the VA helping its veterans to really navigate some of the issues on the mental wellness side?
Yes, I'm glad that you asked that. So the case manager's role is basically to meet with the veteran to provide ongoing visitation. It starts in what we call an intense level of acuity. That means that they meet with the veteran weekly for the first several weeks, couple months or so, and then gradually as the veteran's able to kind of become more stable in their housing, they move to every other week, so biweekly, and it progresses forward to monthly and quarterly visitation. Mental health is a huge concern in our population. We deal with a lot of mental health and substance issues in regards to our population. So what the VA case manager, the HUD-dash case manager does is they work as a collaborator. They work to help the advocate for the veterans by putting them in contact with the VA's mental health programs, helping them get screened for mental health conditions and getting associated treatment for such conditions. We work with partner agencies, too, if we're not able to provide mental health services for the VA through the VA. If they're ineligible for programs there, then we can help them work with the community to find mental health services in that local community.
Are there any other ways here that the VA is reaching out to veterans who may be homeless and maybe having some other issues that we haven't addressed here so far this morning?
So we do have some outreach measures. We work with local yearly stand downs. That's usually conducted through Kansas City metropolitan area. They'll have local area stand downs, and there's other areas that will do those, and that's where homeless veterans can meet. It's almost like a job fair for homeless veterans where they come in, they get needed services, they get referred to different agencies there. A lot of different agencies are represented there, including the VA, and then they get connected with services there. Also, the collaboration, what I was mentioning about the local community agencies, we have our HCHV program, which is healthcare for homeless vets. They actually run our contracted emergency shelters for the VA. They go out in the community and actually go and look for the street homeless veterans. They go in there to little homeless camps and so forth that are around the communities, and they look, they provide business contacts, point of contact, and information so that veterans can reach out and obtain needed homeless services.
Outstanding. Well, Marcus, have we missed anything that you wanted us to bring up here this morning when it comes to the VA's work with homeless veterans and getting them the care that they need?
The only thing I would really encourage is if you know anyone or you know of somewhere where you believe there's a homeless veteran, to please outreach them, get them the contacts for the Topeka VA, Leavenworth VA, the community CBOC, again, in Manhattan, Junction City, St. Joe, Fort Scott, and those areas, and make sure that they, in Lawrence, make sure that they are aware. We really want to get the veterans off the street. I do want to mention that Topeka and Leavenworth especially gets a lot of veterans from our domiciliary treatment facility there. But some of those areas like Manhattan and Junction City do have open vouchers available, and Topeka as well has some open vouchers. So we really want to encourage people to reach out in those areas too. We tend to stay pretty full in Leavenworth, but we want to continue to reach all our areas in northeast, east central Kansas.
Well, Marcus, thanks so much for joining us here today, giving us those particular insights. And, you know, best of luck for you and the VA as you continue serving the veterans here across the state of Kansas.
Absolutely. And thank you for taking the time and reaching out to us. We appreciate it and giving us the opportunity to talk about our services.
Yeah, Marcus, thanks. And thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Department of Veterans Affairs monthly update here on KVOE. Marcus Bryant joining us, talking about their programs for homeless veterans. KVOE Live and Local. Chuck?
All right. Again, we mentioned here no Newsmaker 2 tomorrow because of the 4th of July holiday, but we're back at it with two interviews in the 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday. We'll be joined by LCAT Director Shane Bruner.